C'est d'ailleurs l'un des points.
Case having to do with HIV contaminated blood imported from France to Iran is still open. The Marion Institute, which is now owned by Sanofi Aventis Company with an office in Tehran, sold Iran, West Germany, Italy, Argentina, Saudi Arabia HIV contaminated blood. The blood was used by more than 250 hemophiliac patients in Iran. The head of Hemophiliac Society of Iran says how AIDS has wrongly become synonymous with hemophilia and role of France in this regard.
Marion Institute, owned by Sanofi Aventis today, shipped HIV-contaminated blood to Iran from 1981 to 1982. The French, including Laurent Fabius, who is today French foreign minister, were directly involved in this scandal. They should know that their dirty deed has destroyed the spirit of many, including innocent children, up to this day. The first case of AIDS in Iran was a six-year-old child that was contaminated by blood imported to this country from France.
Iranian members of parliament say that France has to pay compensation to the victims and their families.
Iranian victims of contaminated blood from France can launch complaints to international tribunals and institutions and even French judicial system. Iranian government by law has a duty to protect them and provide them with legal and political support.
Experts say in France, the statute of limitations for serious crimes such as murder and manslaughter is set to 10 years, but the period is reset to zero in light of new evidence. The head of Iran Hemophiliac Society says that Sanofi Aventis, the company responsible for shipping HIV-contaminated blood to Iran and other countries, has already paid compensation to Iraq and many other countries involved, but refuses to do the same for Iranian victims. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.